Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be writing you and we could be reading your letter live. Not we're writing you. No, we could be reading your letter.
You want to start
over? Live on the air. Write myself. Live on the air. So write us, please. Come on, Tommy.
All right. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry letter.
Yeah, I don't know what that was. Thank you. Subject. My husband thinks every man wants me. Dear Stephen Shirley, my husband is a very jealous man, and I lost a big client because of him. He thinks I flaunt my assets too much wherever I go. I still have my 21-year-old body, and I run all the time to stay in shape. As one of the leading mortgage brokers in our area, I am always competing with the younger women and men. When my husband and I are out, he gets uncomfortable by how men look at me. And for the past 25 years, I've tried to tell him that it's a good thing that I'm still attractive. The biggest issue we always have is how he interferes with my job. The last time is unforgivable. I had a multi-millionaire couple that was interested in buying a multi-use complex. I told my husband about it and how much commission I could make. He Googled the man and started hating on him immediately. The evening of my third meeting with my millionaire client, I told my husband where I would be, but I did not mention that the man's wife wasn't joining us. They had seen the space already, so he wanted to give me an offer. But guess who popped up? My husband. As soon as we were seated, he scooted into the booth next to me. He greeted my client and made a comment about it being a romantic business meeting because the lights were dim. My client knew what was going on, and he let my husband know it was strictly business and he was welcome to stay. My husband got offended by my client giving him permission to be there. As a result, I lost the business and my husband looks like Boo Boo the Fool. My husband said that I don't know how men think. Am I missing something here, or is his jealousy justified? No, none of this is justified. Your husband is simply out of line. I mean, this is business, and he blew it for you, which means he blew it for the family. I mean, yes, he is jealous and controlling, and how is it your fault that you still have a nice body and you look good? I mean, what's wrong with taking care of yourself? I would think that it would help in your business, help with your image, help make your profession. You know, you look good in your profession, all of that. It's a very competitive field, as you mentioned, with a lot of money to be made. Your husband is not being supportive. I mean, sliding in the booth with you when you're on a business meeting, he's blocking and he's losing major money because of it. You're losing major money. Your husband and his jealousy are going to be your downfall if you keep letting this happen. it's affecting your job and your marriage because you're sick of it. You guys need some counseling. That's what I recommend for you, some therapy for any of this to work. And I suggest you do it immediately. If your man won't go to therapy with you, I just think you should go because this is a major problem. Steve?
What's she going to go to therapy for if he don't go? She ain't got the problem. He do.
Yeah, but she still,
You going to therapy by yourself, that ain't going to fix nothing.
It'll fix how she reacts and how she deals with it and how she feels about herself in these situations.
Well, this is the problem that we left out that we're not looking at. The subject is my husband thinks every man wants me. Okay. My husband is a very jealous man. And this letter is about her losing a big client because of him. The reason, though, is in line number two. He thinks I flaunt my assets. He thinks I flaunt my assets too much wherever I go. Now, here's the problem. See, nobody want to address this right here. But she says he thinks she flaunts her assets. What assets are we talking about? Well, let's break the word down. And the key word in here is sets. Because everything you're flaunting has sets.
Not the first syllable.
It's sets. Now, what does a woman have that men are attracted to where she has two of them? Well, let's start with the obvious. Two beautiful eyes. Two gorgeous lips. Two nice fingernail sets. Now let's get down to business. You got two breasts. Oh, you got two nice legs. Everything is assets. And now let's get down to the key. Your butt has two parts, left and right.
Really?
Right butt cheek and a left butt cheek. Everything comes in sets. So your husband thinks you flaunt your assets too much wherever I go. Nah, let's get into it deeper. I still got my 21-year-old body, and I run all the time to stay in shape. As one of the leading mobile brokers in our area, I'm competing with younger women and men. So now she's telling you, I'm competing with younger women and men. I got to come out here cracking.
Yeah.
So now that's why she's flaunting her assets, because she still has her 21-year-old body. My husband and I are out, he gets uncomfortable how men look at me for the past 25 years, because you are flaunting your assets. And he's insecure.
Yeah.
We come back, all of this has come to a head.
Hang on, Steve. We'll have part two of your response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letter subject, my husband thinks every man wants me. We'll get back into it right after this.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject is, my husband thinks every man wants me.
And the reason he thinks this is because you say he's a jealous man. He could be. And the reason for this letter is you lost a big client because of him. But here's the reason. He thinks that I, the lady's saying this, he thinks that I flaunt my assets too much wherever I go. Assets, as I've explained to you, is always means comes in twos. Sex. Assets can be eyes, legs, hands. But the assets that draws the most attention when you out in public is you have two breasts and two butt cheeks.
What is...
And that's what you are flaunting. You ain't out here batting your eyes. See, when you walk by, don't nobody see your face then, so we don't care about your lips or your eyes. And when we see you coming, them headlights is on. See, so now we got a problem. And she says, I still have my 21-year-old body, and I run all the time to stay in shape because I'm a leading mortgage broker in my area, and I have to compete with the younger men or women. And the way she's competing is flaunting her assets. It's obvious here, but that's okay. You want your wife to still be fly. But she says, when we out, my husband gets uncomfortable how men look at me for the past 25 years. So let's do a little bit of math. If she still got her 21-year-old body, and he been looking at her for 21 years, let's just say she 46. Got it cracking. I've tried to tell him it's a good thing that I'm still attractive. You wouldn't have had to told me that, because it is a good thing that you're still attractive. Because once you're not attractive no more, we're not gonna be here.
Because men are visual.
And women are too. And if your man becomes unattractive, you ain't gonna like that either. And you shouldn't. I've tried to tell him it's a good thing. Anyway, the biggest issue we have is now he interferes with your job. And this last time is unforgivable. Uh-oh, what did he do? He had a multi-million-dollar couple that was interested in buying a multi-use complex. He Googled a man and started hating on him immediately because the man was rich. Your husband got some real insecurities going on. He ain't in shape like he used to be. His hair falling out. He got a little pot belly. He got same old job. You out here possibly making more money than him. I told my husband where I would be. And what I didn't mention to him, that the man's wife wasn't joining us. They had seen the space already, so he wanted to give me an offer. So, guess who popped up? My husband. As soon as we got seated, he scooted in the booth next to me, greeted my client, and made a comment about it being a romantic business meeting because the lights were dim. Could possibly be. I mean, you are very attractive, and you do flaunt your assets. Now, he in this booth with you by yourself. Hubby that jumped in the car and found out where you was at. He probably got track on your car anyway. He found out where you was at, slid into the booth. Now, your client knew what was going on. He let your husband know it was strictly business, and he was welcome to stay. Well, what else he gonna say? I mean, y'all sitting there, all he got, he could have made the offer over the phone. He could have made the offer at your office. He could have made the offer anywhere. But this dinner, come on, pimp. I see this right here. Then your husband got offended by he was given permission to stay. As a result, I lost the business, and my husband looked like Boo Boo the Fool. My husband said, I don't know how men think, and you don't. Ladies, if you really knew how we thought.
Meaning what? Like, for example?
It's shocking.
So in this case, how does that apply with the...
He saw the assets.
The client.
He knows she fine. I'm going to make an offer, but I ain't going to bring my wife, and you didn't bring your husband. Now, if you agree to this, you think this whole hour of dinner, we just going to be talking about that building? I promise you he won't. He's not going to stay on subject. Not sitting across from an attractive woman in a restaurant. We got buttons that automatically click in us. Your husband is right. You don't know men. Am I missing something here, or is his jealousy justified? Well, his jealousy is justified because he's insecure. Now he done messed up your money.
Right.
And it's unforgivable. Now, even though he slid in the booth and was able to tell the man, I'm here, this looked like a romantic business dinner, because that's what it looked like. Y'all have met at a restaurant that's dimly lit. Y'all in the booth. How you think this man finna sit here and talk about this building for an hour?
So the fact that the man, Steve, the millionaire, didn't give her the money, is no longer her client, is that proof that he wanted more?
Come on now.
I'm asking. I mean,
it's crazy. Oh, since your husband like this, ain't no need us doing business. Mm-hmm. Well, what if you want the building, get the building.
Yeah, exactly.
But maybe
exactly.
If you wanted more than the building, now the husband look like he already going to be a problem. Mm-hmm. I can buy the building from somebody else.
All right, post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and Facebook. And check out the Strawberry Letter podcast.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.